I'm Alexia Ridley, host of Athens News Matters. On this week's show, my guests, Gwen O'Looney with WXAG, Blake Odd with Flagpole, and Lee Shearer with the Athens Banner-Herald, discuss the results of the 2018 primary elections. So let's discuss our results, guys. We were really talking about some of the surprises.
That's right. You know, one of the surprises we didn't mention was the 35% that Lisa Lott got in Oconee County.
Lisa Lott is
our new judge in the Superior Court of Western Circuit.
Both of the...
And she was going against
Malden,
Regina Quick.
Malden got a similar percentage in Oconee County.
Yeah. So
it was much like the special elections when Jonathan Wallace and Deborah Gonzalez won. There was a little bit more support in Oconee County than I expected. And
yeah, I think Oconee County may be turning a slightly lighter shade of red, possibly. And you're right, Allison Malden definitely lost narrowly to Judge Norris, and that happened in Clark County. And I think there were a lot of concerns amongst people who voted for Lisa Lott about Malden's background as a prosecutor and didn't think that was appropriate for a judge.
Yes, it was really a surprise to see Russell Gabriel's
letter to the editor and Flagpole
about that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Several other people have told me they share the same opinion. But in general, I mean, the night was a sweep, really, for progressive candidates in Athens.
And for Athens, for everyone.
And for,
and for action. People, I think, Athenians want to see something happen. They want their commission to start addressing some of the major issues we've been ignoring. And I think they don't like negative advertising. I think that Regina Quick hurt herself even more than she was already hurt by past actions.
Every one of the commission candidates endorsed by Athens for Everyone won. And which will
yep.
change.
And those are Patrick Davenport, Mariah Parker,
Russell
Melissa
Edwards.
Link, Tim Denson, Russell Edwards, and Evita Thornton,
and
Kelly Gertz for mayor.
Yeah. And so it's a new commission. This is half of the commission is changing.
It's a sea change in Melissa Link's words, and she's right.
Yes.
And she's gone from being by herself to having a whole army now.
Right. And being very justified in the turnout. She got 70%.
Yes, she won by a wide margin.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. She also used the word mandate, which is not inappropriate either, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Not with the margins that we're talking about here. I mean, Kelly Gertz won the mayor's race by 30 points,
yes.
which is incredible. I mean, he won by the same amount that Nancy Denson won 4 years ago, running against a guy who had no money and nobody ever heard of.
And that's also a big surprise because I think some people were wondering, is there going to be a runoff between Sims and Gertz?
I think a lot of people expected there to be one, but it wasn't even close in the end.
Yeah, that's what they thought it was going to be close. And then Richie Knight would have thrown. He had almost 10% of the vote.
If you'd have told me that he had 9% a couple weeks ago, I probably would have thought that it would have been a runoff.
Me too.
Well, we'll end it there because, fortunately for us, we have much more on our show later today. Join me and my guests today at 1 o'clock right here on WUGA.